you and your family. iCare Plus Tamworth. Your vision is their focus.
Mostly sunny around the region today, 29 degrees for our maximum, down to 14 overnight tonight. Mostly cloudy tomorrow and 25 degrees. A clearing shower on Sunday, 26, and Monday, mostly sunny and 29 for our maximum. And right now outside, it is a little cool outside, 12 degrees at the moment. Feels more like 9 at the moment. JB here this morning for Country Auto's Quality Used Cars and Service Centre. This is really exciting on tonight at the Tamworth Community Centre. Life drawing with the comedian and also former radio announcer here at 92.9 as well. Sean, hello.
I thought you weren't going to bring that up. Just naked comedian. That's his credentials. Let's stick to that. Let's not talk about the past here at 92.9. But yes, that is true. I used to do the 10 to 2 Grassy's Glass Request
Show.
Yes,
that's
There's a free ad for you. Like, sorry about that, guys.
But, no, that's all right.
But yeah, Glassy, I was like, give us your request, six, and then we just played Nickelback. It was great. It was fantastic.
Nickelback and Rihanna, I think, wasn't it?
Back
when
then,
you got
I think
too much Nickelback.
Back then, it was Nickelback and Sex on Fire by Kings of Leon.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
That song was just on high rotation when I was starting here as a newbie.
Yes, you were.
Look at you, though. Look, you were mastering the breakfast show. I love it. You got a big face. Like
I do.
A big billboard out the front.
Yeah.
Of you. Yeah, I love that. And I could totally see they offered you a promotion, some sort of pay rise, and you were like, nah,
no,
big billboard of my face. That's
billboard,
what I want.
That's it, exactly. Turn the rotting wall out the front there into a billboard, and you got me.
Yeah,
so
but I'm back.
Here
I'm
I am.
Back in
yeah.
Tamworth. Yeah.
This is so exciting.
Yeah, this
is awesome.
Great.
So this is what happens to us radio announcers when we've done the dash with radio.
Yeah.
We get naked and people draw us.
Yeah,
is that
they sent
what
me
we
away
do now?
From this town and they said, don't come back unless you're naked and telling jokes. And that's what I've done. It's such a weird concept, I know. When I tell people this is what I do for a living, I'm like, what do? I'm like, I get naked and people draw me and I tell jokes while that's happening. And they're like, what? I've been doing it for years. I did it in Scotland. And they're like, isn't it cold there? And I'm like, it's very
yes.
cold there. They don't need many pencils. Or much lead in your pencil, if you know what I mean. But yeah.
So how did this come about? Before we get to what exactly it is and the fact that it's on this evening, how long have you been doing life drawing for a comedian for, and how did you... Is this your
I think this is over 200 shows I've done personally. Yeah, it was a show we started with a bunch of comedians. We had all sorts of different comedians come in and model and tell jokes and stuff. And we've kind of wound it down to a one-man show where the comedian hosts and gets his kit off and the audience gets paper and pencils. They go through a bunch of art exercises and to be honest, there's just nonstop laughter through the whole thing. And if you're up for a normal life drawing class, like this is a bit different. So get ready for that. Yeah, it's hilarious from start to finish. Yeah.
Was it your idea? Was it the brainchild behind this?
Idea of amazing artist Sam Kisajukian, who's filling galleries all across the country at the moment with his show 300 Paintings in Lockdown. He went nuts in lockdown.
Wow.
And drew like 300 paintings all across like his little warehouse he was staying in, and just went full crazy. But he made some amazing artwork, and now he's been picked up by every gallery in Australia, or any gallery that doesn't have him is an idiot.
Yeah.
Because he's so popular now. And
wow.
So he started this show, and I started modelling in the show just for a laugh. And I just love the show so much that I've taken it on tour all around Australia. And yeah, I think I do it best. he's a good painter. I'm a good modeller. Not good with the pencil, I am. Okay, that sounded wrong. I'm okay with the pencil, but you know what
I mean. How is your drawing skills?
My drawing skills are rubbish. Like, they are like pretty bad. But the thing is, I encourage that. Like, that's the thing. You're on my team if you're a rubbish drawer in this. Yeah. Like, so if you are absolutely just rubbish, you can draw stick figures and just look at my body if you want. Some people have done that. You know, stick figure, put the paper down, and just drool. You could do that too if you want. I'm really up for anything.
Were you slightly self-conscious the first time you had to do this? Or you didn't care?
I was in Ningen, the home of the Bogan, and they kept drawing my nose as a triangle, and I just was driving home that night just going, it's not that much of a triangle, isn't it? Almost crashing, looking at it in the revision mirror. Is it that triangly? So, yes, I do get self-conscious about all sorts of things. But, no, it's fun. It's a laugh. It's body positivity. But it's also, like, positive about, like, your art experience as well.
And you took this overseas.
Yeah, we did in Edinburgh. Cool. We've done it in Perth, Warren, Ningen, like Mungindi, Moree. A lot of country towns.
Coonabarabran last night.
Coonabarabran last night. That was a riot. Oh my God, yeah.
Must be cool coming back to your hometown to do this. That's amazing.
It's so unreal, JB. Yeah. I grew up. I went to Oxley High here. Yep. I actually went to Somerton Public School.
Yeah.
Like, it's insane. I went through Somerton the other day. The town hall we used to have bush dancers in and discos in, like school discos in, looks like a miniature like model of a thing.
Yes.
Like, I feel huge.
Yes.
Because I grew up here. And so the nostalgia is just flooding me. All these country towns are very similar but very different at the same time. So this is the best tour for me personally.
Yeah.
A country boy gets naked and takes it on tour all across New South Wales.
And you have been doing, before this, you have been doing a fair few comedy gigs and bits and pieces,
In Edinburgh, I did 128 gigs in 28 days. So more gigs than most comics will do in 3 years.
Three a day.
Oh, it's 7 to 9 a day. Like I had a day off once a week where I still had one gig.
Yeah.
So the 6 days a week, I'm doing 7 to 9 gigs a day. Like just running from one was a kid's show, getting booed off stage by 6-year-olds. Do you know how that builds character?
I was about to say.
After that, you're like, you know what? I'll get my kid off in Ningen.
I can do anything.
I didn't know Warren was a place. I thought it was a guy. I thought just one guy like booked me in Warren, but that's a place. And you know how many people in Warren? Not much more than in one guy. It's like three people, yeah.
No, not named Warren, ironically.
There's no Warren.
It's so weird.
Because that would be confusing, wouldn't it? Like, do you want to go to Warren's? Where? We are in Warren. What are you talking about? This is Warren. The three houses that are here, this is Warren. Yeah. So Tamworth's actually great. It has a McDonald's.
We got four now.
Yeah, oh my God.
I think when you were here playing non-stop Kings of Leon, I think we had the two.
Oh, I mean, I'm telling you, Armidale's jealous too. They're coming for you. I was in Armidale the other day and I said, it's so good to do this show in a place with a McDonald's, just as a little joke, because I've been doing it in such small places. And one of them goes, a 24-hour McDonald's. So I'm just saying, Armidale's went 24 hours. They're coming for you. If they get five McDonald's, the rivalry's on.
That's it. Yeah. This is on tonight, Tamworth Community Centre, 7 o'clock. Tickets still available for this one. You get them through the website, entertainmentvenues.com.au, or you can get them in person at the Capitol Theatre. But otherwise, rock up there tonight. Should be great fun. Lots of jokes from Sean.
Knife drawing with a comedian. Check it out, guys. Thank you so much, JP.
No,
this
my
has been surreal just coming back here.
I swear, when you said that you walked into, like, the halls feel so much smaller.
Yeah.
You're taller now than you were when we were together all those years ago.
Yeah,
because I swear we were the same height, and now you...
Or maybe you're smaller,
You trump me. Oh, that's true. I never thought of that.
But you can come tonight and see how much I've shrunk. Like, that'll be fun too. Life during the comedian. It may not be explicit nudity, all right? It is technically kid-friendly, which is confusing, I know. But yeah. Like, it's artistic.
Sean, thank you so much. Great to catch up again.
Oh, it's so good.
And I wish I could play Kings of Leon, Sex on Fire now for you, but I think we've had enough of that. So this is Beyonce. That is new from Sabrina Carpenter. That is Feather at 92.9. If you like, you can vote for it for this afternoon's Trending for at 4. That's back from 4 o'clock with Ames. All the details, fm929.com.au. Let's get up to right around the region this weekend. Gets underway tonight. Jared Taylor is performing at the Long Yard Hotel. E. Stamper is on at the Conservatorium of Music as a concert that presents an eclectic mix of music from various cultures and genres. There's stuff from throughout Sweden, Europe, France, Latin America, all sorts of stuff. So if you love world music, that sounds really cool. E. Stamper. There's a workshop between 5 and 6:15, the concert getting underway tonight from 7 o'clock at the Conservatorium of Music. Life Drawing with the Comedian is on tonight from 7 o'clock, presented by Arts Northwest on tour. That sounds like great fun. We'll get more details about that when we catch up with Sean in about half an hour's time in our McDonald's McCafe coffee break, but that's on tonight at the Tamworth Community Centre. The Somerton Family Fishing Club Cart Muster is running across this weekend. Thousands of dollars of cash and prizes. Registrations on tonight, 4 till 7, and Saturday, tomorrow from 7 a.m. Adults $10, children 16 years and under $5. Weigh-in tomorrow between 4 and 7. The final weigh-in midday Sunday between 12 noon and 1:30. It's all happening at the Summerton Hotel. Get more details on the Summerton Family Fishing Club Facebook page for details about that. The Tamworth Community Markets are on tomorrow between 8 and midday in Bicentennial Park. La Pruneau, they've got their organic markets on tomorrow as well on Bridge Street there. Also, the Klala Markets on tomorrow as well. Jesse V performing at Diggers tomorrow night from 8 o'clock. The Crindai Mini Trains Public Running Day is on Sunday between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. Ryan Sampson at the Long Yard between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. on Sunday afternoon. And on Sunday at Bicentennial Park, Melanoma March celebrates the Melanoma Institute of Australia's major annual fundraising campaign, bring together melanoma patients, their families, and local communities to try and reach a goal of zero deaths from melanoma. They're doing a march in Bicentennial Park, 10 a.m. on Sunday morning. Get more details by simply Googling Melanoma March. Lots going on right around the region this weekend. You can get all the details on our events guide, fm929.com.au. 7:15 at 92.9. Yes.